America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Okay, a couple things here to clear up. The previous caller, the caller that said that he's a longtime listener, but I had the weakest take he's ever heard. He did not get cut off because of what he was saying about me and my take. He got cut off for dropping an F-bomb.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be clear about that.
It was almost like a pep talk he was giving you.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him.
Ended up with the, you know, LFG, but he said the F, so you
now,
can't do that.
Some people I've seen in the feedback have rushed to my defense to say that he's over-exaggerating what I said, and Big D Dog says, that was an exaggeration. Doug has had many, many weak takes.
This is confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed. So, but, yeah, like I said, it's just a minor concern, and it's mostly about the league. I did mention what I said originally. I wonder a little bit about the Green Bay sucks shirt. I take less exception to that as I do. Let me be clear. I don't take any exception. This is just a growing paranoia I have. Because you know what this is? It's like the people that want them to keep trading for more. We don't want to mess this up. Like this feels great. This team looks like it could be the best team in football. It could be. There's nothing I want more. And I kind of want the Chiefs to run the table. I want the Chiefs to be 19-0, and I want the Lions to beat them in the Super Bowl. That's what I want. But the bottom line here is it looks so good. And now I might be personally entering the please what can go wrong stage. And a bunch has already gone wrong, and they're overcoming it. Like, it's incredible what they've overcome. The defense that was on the field at Green Bay in what was a pretty sound victory was a far cry from what the defense was supposed to be. Aaron Glenn, you're doing a hell of a job. And those guys, the Nowaskis and the Brandon Josephs of the world, are stepping up. And honestly, It's starting to get that feeling that I might just, you know, do the whole thing where you just wipe your hands and say, maybe nothing's going to stop this train. Maybe nothing's going to stop this train. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like a train.
Well, it does feel like a train. And it's got room for people to get on board. And it's going full steam ahead. They just added more fuel to it. I love it. Because Za'Darius Smith is a piece that they need flat out to finish off this season. And it's a piece that potentially could be there for the future as well. And that future looks pretty bright when you stack up the players and when you just start to line them up on paper. Of course, what matters is how you perform on the field. Yep. I expect he's going to be a great addition to this team, and we're going to see a little bit of what he can do starting on Sunday.
Okay, so earlier today we had Jared Goff on. We promised we'd get to this. And Jared Goff, we asked him, you know, he's kind of, players aren't allowed to speak about, and teams and coaches aren't allowed to speak about this stuff until it goes official. So we kind of did Za'Darius Smith adjacent topics, but we asked, what does a big trade do to the locker room? Here's what the quarterback told us. going to be, as far as him, how he's going to fit in. We've seen a bunch of stuff out of Cleveland. We played one soundbite for you earlier. They just praise this guy as a professional, team leader, great teammate. That sounds familiar. Doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
248-539-9797. All right, more from Jared Goff. What was it like playing against this unnamed player? Well played by Jared Goff. So there you go. Lions quarterback Jared Goff had joined us earlier here the whole thing today at 1:30. 248-539-9797. So now what? Are they done? I don't know that they're done, Gator.
I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done. I think that they're going to try to work the phones and see if there's another deal out there, but I don't think they're going to overdo it to acquire another player. I think they're going to be smart about it. And if they don't, I'll be okay because of who they just got.
Mm-hmm.
They got Za'Darius Smith. Had they gotten one of the lower on the rungs of the ladder, one of those defensive ends, I'd be screaming, please get something else done. Get somebody, you know, even better. But they've got the best guy that's on the market.
I had said I expected to be a smart move. And I also, the arrow was pointing more towards a subtle move, not an impact, a big name or I thought it was going to be something less than this. I feel like what they got done was they got a player that can really make a major impact at a subtle move price. Because they didn't have to give up the fourth. They gave up a fifth and then flip-flop six and sevens next year, which is for the most part irrelevant.
It's crazy because the Lions are so good on their roster. This was just the one hole. You know, this was the one obvious need you fill it. Now, at this point, I'm not saying they're being greedy because you always want to upgrade your team, but tell me another spot where you don't feel that good about. The offensive line, feel good. Running backs, feel good. Receivers, feel good. Secondary, I feel good. You know, linebackers, maybe a little there. They've kind of reached, you know, on the depth there, but I think the guys they've brought in have done a good job. They still have Jack Campbell and Anzalone, by the way, right? It's the third linebacker that they've had to replace, and Rodrigo is supposed to come back, and the other guys have filled in pretty well. I feel really good about this roster with the addition of Za'Darius Smith.
You know, going into the season, I thought that the big difference between the Lions coming into this season and previous seasons was the depth. And they added more depth in the secondary for sure. They went with the free agent route, the trade route, and the draft route to get it. You looked at that room and you thought the linebackers, there's some depth there, and also on the defensive line. Well, they've had to go through it all, and they're being tested with it. They're thin right now. They're thin. However, guys are coming back, which is good news. So the depth is about to replenish itself again at the perfect time as they embark in the second half of the season.
248-539-9797. David in Detroit, you're next on 97.1. Hello, David.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, David.
Love the show, by the way. First, I want to start off by saying, let Brad Holmes cook. Just let the man cook. You know what I mean? I listen to your show a lot. I love the show. And I think a lot of time as fans, we sit up here and we put on a GM hat that we don't even understand, right? All these other teams are making this trade and this trade there. Instead of waiting till the last day, being patient and getting Za'Darius Smith for what we got him for, right? Like, we got him for, a fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick? But anyways, that was a good addition. Maybe we make another move later. That would be great. But I just want to say I think the Lions might be the best team in football, and it's good to be a Lions fan.
Oh, it really is good to be a Lions fan. This is we're breaking new territory here all the time on what it's like to have an NFL team like this, and it's great. And you know the amazing thing is, David, is they have this one glaring weakness, when they lost their marquee player and then they lost other guys at the same position, they had every reason to look like a team that could get bilked here. A team that the rest of the league was going to try and drive up the price because they knew the Lions was desperate. The Lions were desperate. And Brad Holmes didn't act that way. Cleveland came in talking about a fourth-round pick, and Brad Holmes looked back at him and said, this is not the pick you're looking for. And
you'll take a fifth and a sixth, and you'll give us a seventh.
Yes. And, just totally Jedi mind tricked them. And, I mean, look, Cleveland was also kind of in a tough spot, too. Their season's over. They're just trying to recoup capital and move forward with a rebuild. So it's not but they didn't – the sense of desperation – is kind of the undercurrent of all this, but then they didn't go out and act desperate. And they still got a guy that should help. He should help.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.